been an issue for some time where farmers have had to give right-of-ways through their land, and indeed through sometimes it's through open mountain where they have commonage, and there's pathways going through it. And, you know, when farmers agree to let that happen in order to facilitate tourism, and, you know, in most cases they're delighted to see that happen. But it has that kind of a double-edged sword to it, that if the people who are passing through the land wander off the pathway or go onto the farmer's land and something happens to them, and I think there was a case in County, I think it was in County Wicklow or Wexford a couple of years ago, where a woman got hurt and sued the farmer successfully, although he had no knowledge of her trespassing or knew nothing about it. I'm not sure what happened to that case. I think it was through the courts many times with various reviews of it. But, you know, it is a serious issue for many farmers out there, because they're very concerned when strangers come onto the land that this can happen, and they need the government to step up to the market and do something about it. Now, I know in the Committee on Rural Affairs, we've had Minister ring in, and it's an issue that has been raised with them on a number of occasions, and he has been long promising that there will be some action taken to protect farmers in those circumstances, because, of course, his remit is to promote tourism and to make something happen in that regard. But really, it can't happen soon enough, and there needs to be certainty around this, because that's really what's missing, is that farmers don't have certainty as to what is the situation. If somebody wanders onto their property, has an accident, that they can be held liable for it, although they have had no knowledge of them coming onto the property in the first place.
Farmers need to be protected, but at the same time, we're well aware of the importance to the tourism economy when it comes to hill walking.
Well, we are, and of course, you know, there's an opportunity there for the community and for people to try and make a few bob from tourism. Unfortunately, as I suppose, and it reminds me a little bit of the overall farming, the farmer is the primary producer in this case as well, because they own the land, and they're the ones that get the least out of it. And there needs to be some scheme that farmers would get some return for allowing access through their properties for hill walkers or for recreation tourism of that kind. And that's something also that we've raised with the Minister, you know, and I think it's there needs to be an overall review of all this and how it works and how it happens, and how farmers can get remuneration for it, and how they can also get protection that if something goes wrong, because at the end of the day, it is only from the goodwill of the property owner that any of this can happen. So, you know, there needs to be a mechanism in place that the farmer, who, as I say, is the primary producer of this product, this tourism product, needs to be remunerated for it.